For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. A happy Thursday morning. Good morning. I pray you're doing well. It's been wonderful listening to some of your comments and reading, and even during these hot summer days, I appreciate you taking the time to contact us at the ministry, because we love bringing the broadcast to you. And I hope you're loving this teaching on Mary and Martha. I'm very excited because in the upcoming months, as God directs, I have a stirring. I want to put 10 of these women of the Bible that I have studied over the years, and now I've outlined their lives, and I'm excited. I'm going to somehow do a teaching so that we can put it on a DVD with notes, and that way you can have it. You can follow along on the screen as I'm on the DVD and then with the notes and learn about these women's lives and what kind of an influence they give us today. So you be on the listen and the lookout for that. Another upcoming event, a couple things. Make sure you keep going to the website because new things are being added all the time. But I'll be teaching the book of Ephesians, my brethren, by DVD, meaning I've got cameras coming in. And that will be in September, 3 Monday nights in September, 9, 16, and 23rd. We're using the Sanctuary of Victory Fellowship Church on Airline Highway, Airline Drive, 5708 Airline Drive. And I need an audience. I want you to come. Ephesus was a thriving city, but a sin-filled city when Paul sent a letter to that place called Ephesus, the book of Ephesians. And I've learned so much by studying some of the history of what he was up against as he writes to these people from a Roman prison. But man, the revelations that he writes, well, they've helped to change my life. In fact, I challenge the girls who work with me, you might want to do this before you attend the class. I said, I want you to memorize Ephesians chapter 1, verses 2 through 14. 2 through 14. You will start seeing the Trinity in there. You will start seeing our inheritance and the riches we have in God. You will see the Father. You will see the Son. It'll say stuff like, in Him, through whom, in Jesus we have. And then you'll see the Holy Spirit, who has sealed us. You start memorizing that, and it will start building your faith so much on who we are in God and the riches we've been given that we are to apply and walk in today. Not just wait until we get to heaven. We bring heaven to earth today. So I want you to be on the lookout. I want you to join me. We're going to raise money in the month of August for the cameras. But this will be a tool that you will be able to have to take home and watch on camera and then in note form and build your faith and get excited about God. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.